Sherrod Brown joins us this morning to talk about things going on. One of those is your bet with Barbara, a friendly wager with Barbara Boxer of California, something that you did last year as well when the Cavs took on the Blues.
Not that friendly. after last night. Problem with last night is we all missed a Lindor triple and the two runs in the bottom of the ninth because we're all watching the Cavs in depressing form. But anyway, yeah, we're doing a if the Cavs win, she brings to my office 21st Amendment Brewery beer from San Francisco area. And if the Cavs lose, I take beer from Platform Brewing Company in Northeast Ohio to her office. And last year I had to wear a Stephon Curry jersey for part of the day. And I at least didn't have to take that stupid mouth guard and wear that.
But anyway. Yeah, that's good. Well, you're here to talk about the payday lending. Some information about that you can share with us this morning.
Yeah, well, a few years ago, the voters in Ohio overwhelmingly, even though the industry spent tens of millions and millions of dollars, the payday loan industry, then banned payday loan lending in the state by setting interest rates at a reasonable rate. And the industry came roaring back because they lobbied the legislature, and the Republican-led legislature is in the tank, frankly, with the payday lending industry. So this is a national rule by Rich Cordray, the former Ohio Attorney General, who is now the head of the Consumer Bureau in Washington, that will rein their predatory practices in. It's far too many cases people pay 100, 200% interest, literally, on these loans because the high-pressure sales, they go back again and again to pay off the principal on the same original loan.
Saw that there's more payday lendings in the United States than McDonald's. That's hard to believe, but I guess that's a sad state.
It's hard to believe until you drive. My wife and I live in Cleveland in zip code 44105. We had more 10 years ago in this zip code, there were more foreclosures than any zip code in the United States. And you don't have to drive far in the city of Cleveland or in certain places in Appalachia to see these payday lending stores all over the place. And you know, there's a need for you know, if your car breaks down and you're making $12 an hour and you got to borrow some money to fix it, I get that. But when their interest rates are so high, and once you get one of these loans, you just go down a rat hole often because you got to get a second and a third one, and the interest rates are just just incredibly high, and you end up, as I said, paying 200 or 300% sometimes.
Some of that comes through education, though, to prevent those people from walking through the door in the first place, I guess.
Yeah, it's partly education, but there's a desperation. It's what they see in their neighborhood, and they got to pay. They got to get their car fixed because they got to go to work. And I mean, it costs. It's expensive to be poor in this country, as it probably is everywhere, where everything costs more. The groceries can cost more. Just getting to work's harder, and your car's older, and it's more likely to break down. And all the things that happen if you're making, you know, $12 or $13 an hour.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown this morning. And what else is on your plate for this summer? What'll keep you busy?
Well, we're going to continue working on job creation issues, trade enforcement. I last week testified on a steel issue where, partly on behalf of steel companies in Lorain and Youngstown and Cleveland, where other countries continue to cheat on steel enforcement and on trade laws. And the Obama administration's done a reasonably good job of trade enforcement. I hear Donald Trump talking about it. He doesn't really have any proposals except to be mad at China. And I'm mad at China, too, but I want to do something about it. And I think that we've got some pretty good plans to be more aggressive. But we know that we lose jobs in this country because we don't enforce these trade rules, particularly in the steel industry. We know that in the city of Lorain, and that affects the whole community because of all the companies that sell products into the supply chain, into the steel mill.
Is the DNC on your list? Are you expected to attend an event
like
that?
Yeah, I'll go to the Demerjob. I will. I'm going to be in Cleveland during the Republican convention. I'm thrilled the Republicans are coming to Cleveland. I think it's great for our community. I will not speak negatively of Donald Trump or the Republicans at all that week because I'm not going to be there and host anything, but I'm thrilled they're coming, and I will likely go to Philadelphia for a couple of days. I usually go to the Democratic convention just a day or two. I don't spend the whole time there, but because there's a lot of Ohioans there, and it's my party, and I support Hillary Clinton, and I want to be there.
Our guest this morning, Senator Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing
it with
us.
We'll do it again. Thanks.
It is